Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
Hey, everybody. It's Cruder Kipe on Baseball. Today, we're going to talk about the similarities that all teams have going into the last day of the first half, such as we have today. We're going to talk about those when we come back. Kipe, today is the last day of the first half, 98th game of the year for the Giants, 97th game of the year for the A's. And both teams share a lot in common on this particular day. Number one, the way that the managers will play this game. They play it like it's the last game of the season and all hands on deck and every pitcher's available. And I always love those type of games, which are very cool. But it is also a day that, you just want to make a contribution to it if you're a pitcher. So like Andy Suarez is going to go in there, he's going to think, I'm going to try and throw 9 innings. Well, right. If he throws 3 innings and the Giants win this ball game, I mean, that's a good outing. So it's played kind of like a playoff game.
It is. I don't remember what year it was, but it was in the Rob Nen era. And it was a game like today, right before you go on break. He did not make the All-Star team that year. And he pitched 3 innings.
Which he had never done before.
Oh, I mean, it was an extra inning game, obviously, and his pitch count was fairly low, and he was getting outs fast. And he just kept going out there. And it was really the first time I realized that that's how it's done. I mean, realistically, Bum could be in relief.
Right. Absolutely. Even if it's just for a hitter. So, and he would take the ball, not a problem. It's all hands on deck.
He absolutely would take the ball. It could be the funnest game of the year. Could be.
Yeah.
If, you know, things work out and you get involved in extra innings. But I will say this. I'm looking forward to 4 days.
Yeah, I think all of the baseball world is looking forward to 4 days.
I really didn't care that much about the All-Star break as a player. I didn't.
It was days
off. I was a single guy. You know, I like going to the ballpark. That was my life. I wasn't going to go anywhere. What are you going to do? Are you going to go somewhere? You're going somewhere all the time, right? So you end up having a vacation at home, I guess.
Staycation, baby.
There you go. But as a broadcaster, yes, I look forward to these days. Not that we're digging ditches, but it is nice to have some home time where you don't have to worry about getting on a bus, getting on a plane, sitting in traffic. You can just chill. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, there are other things, too, that sort of join all baseball players at the hip today. And the other one is extra inning ball games. Nobody wants to have an extra inning ball game going into the break. I remember one time we finished up in the first half in Pittsburgh when I was with the Cubs. We had like a 15-inning game. That was our last game to get on to the All-Star break. And the bad part about it was there was a lot of guys that were leaving Pittsburgh to go to their homes.
Of course.
Because baseball players can disappear. And they have no problem going from L.A. to Puerto Rico if it's for 2 days off. They have no problem with that.
They do not.
And that kind of killed the plans of everybody.
But I will say this. This group, a lot of the Giants players live in Arizona. So I'm assuming that that's probably what they'll do. I asked Jeff Samardzija just now, what are you going to do for the 4 days? He said, why would you want to go anywhere when you live in this area? He said, I'm going to Napa, and I'm going to just chill in Napa for 3 nights. I mean, look at all the different places you can go to and have some fun. If you got kids, there's a million things that you can do. Me, it's going to be my butt on my couch.
Well, think about how the Giants can, you know, they kind of have a trump card. Because they can talk about what are you going to do for the break with every other player in the big leagues. And when they say what they were going to do, then the Giants can trump it and say, I'm going to Napa.
I'm going to Napa. I'm going to Pebble Beach. I'm going to go to Tahoe. I'm going to go to the 7-Eleven in Sacramento. That'd be fine by me.
It's Crooked Caipon Baseball. Enjoy this great game.